a lovely instrumental accompaniment, followed by a vocal setting, what we call monody. And it's becoming very important in the early 17th century, the great form more or less invented by Monteverdi and his contemporaries. However, there was a publication in 1625 by Leonardo Simonetti, a castrato singer in the Ducal Chapel of San Marco in Venice, that looked at all of the range of the artists working at the time, and he was obviously very proud of promoting them. Naturally, we begin with Monteverdi in the collection, but there is, and I think this may be a premier recording, certainly the first I've ever seen, of the complete Sacred Garland. It's in three huge CDs with the Ensemble Primitoni, directed by Nicola Lamone this week here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, there were collections before this, the Monody collection by Giulio Caccini, which had some of the most beautiful songs ever written. His great rival, Jacopo Peri, who was also writing one of the very earliest operas at the same time. Ludovico da Viadana had published some. However, to put together a huge collection with almost exclusively, we'll turn to the one exception, Venetian composers surrounding Monteverdi so soon after the Council of Trent, it's quite a miracle. Well, let's begin where we really should. We'll hear one of those little organ improvisations by Ghirlia and then turn to one of the beautiful settings of Monteverdi, the Ecce Sacrum Paratum, and by the way, the first four pieces in the entire publication dedicated to the greatest of the masters, namely Monteverdi. Second in that rank would be Alessandro Grandi. We'll hear his O Quam Tu Pulchra Est. Giovanni Priuli is in the very early pages of the manuscript. We'll hear his very beautiful setting of the Ave Dulcissima Maria. And then, because we should not go far from the greatness of Gabrielli, we'll turn to not only his intonation for organ on the first tone, and after all, this is the Ensemble Primitoni, so that makes a lot of sense, but we'll turn to that exception to the rule. Now, if you have a guy named Giovanni Maria Sabino Napolitano, you know he's from Naples, not from Venice. However, he was both a pupil and a friend of Monteverdi, therefore, that's why he belongs in the collection. Again, the world premiere recording, as far as I know, of the complete Ghirlanda Sacra, published by Leonardo Simonetti, the Ensemble Primitoni, directed by Nicola Lamone. Thank you.
Amore, l'amore.
The ensemble Primi Toni, directed by Nicola Lamone, in just a moment, an unbelievable revelation if you're a fan of a great early Baroque Italian master of whom we know almost nothing, coming up on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, the music of Dario Castello, those two amazing publications, we know almost nothing about them, flourished in the 1620s. There was actually a project a couple of years ago to do a film about his life. Well, here's what I didn't know. We're going to start because the publication includes one of his gorgeous sonatas for a trombone and continuo, because he wrote for lots of winds and woodwinds as well. But I had no idea. No idea he wrote a sacred work, and his Exultate Deo is in this publication. Giovanni Picchi, we're a little more familiar with him. We'll turn to his Salve Christi. And then when we turn to Bartolomeo Barberino's Audi Dulcis Amica, listen to how we're incorporating not just organ and harpsichord performed by Nicola Lamone, but also gorgeous theorbo accompaniment. And that's how that works on the Barberino. Again, the Sacred Garland.
quam suavis cum Maria Dei Genitrix, et Virgo gloriosa. Ecce tu pulcra est, tu pulcra est, inter omnes mulies, pulcra est,
thank you.
Music from the Ghirlanda Sacra, published by Leonardo Simonetti, the Ensemble Primi Toni, directed by Nicola Lamone, an incredible recording on the Tactus label, supported by the Venice Cultural Association, and what a fabulous project we're celebrating this week here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Okay, well, we kept mentioning how the great Gabrielli is one of those people who was writing organ pieces that were incorporated before some of these texts. We will have some great examples. We will hear one of the beautiful work by Gabrielli, his intonation on the eighth tone before Obizzi's setting of the Jubilate Deo. Then we'll turn to a setting by Chiurlia before a Bondioli setting of the Ave Verum Corpus. Another Gabrielli setting, and this is a grand one because it's the intonation on the ninth tone with bass for the fifth, and Alessandro Grandi's gorgeous Cantabo Domino. And then finally, not only because he is great, Johannes Kapsberger, one of the great composers of the early Baroque era, one of those who not only enriched the Italian sound, but brought the Italian sound elsewhere, before you hear a work by Pietro Francesco Carletta Bruni, his setting of the Cantate Domino. Who in the world is this fellow? Well, before he became famous as Francesco Cavalli, that was his name. So this was a work by Cavalli under his original name from the Sacred Garland.
Lectar.
Ghirlanda Sacra with the Ensemble Primitoni, directed by Nicola Lamon. What an amazing project, 3 CDs, and quite a tale to tell about the evolution of the early Baroque. For complete information about this recording, just go to our website, www.millenniumofmusic.com. Our technical director is Christopher Drummond, and for Millennium of Music, this has been your producer and host, I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.